Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
27-19 was the final at 12:30-something at night when the Texans officially fell to 2-4 on the season. In a game that was mind-boggling in various different ways. Coming off of a bye week, it felt like this team was not properly prepared for this game, which is something that is indefensible, John Lopez, to have in this game. And so I think we have a tough conversation needs to be had about D'Amico Ryans. And I need your help here, John. Listener, 713-572-4610, of course, and Fig. To what degree does the heat need to be brought to D'Amico Ryans? Because I do think that there needs to be some heat. There's definitely a number of things that you can look at in the course of this game that the chief on-field decision maker of D'Amico Ryans has to answer for. But there was enough things, and enough things that have not just in an individual of this game, but that are fall in line of the patterns that make me question just how good of a head coach is D'Amico Ryans. I think that there are a lot of people will come to a place where he's a good head coach. You've seen good things happen with this team. Obviously, the defense in particular looks incredible and has been since he has gotten here. But there's still some issues that continue to permeate that are beyond just every coach has their quirks.
You know, I have not been copping out today or being wishy-washy about my feelings about the problems with his squad. So I don't want to sound that way.
Here we go.
Here.
Here it is.
It's a yes and no question.
Okay.
Answer, I should say. Yes, there are absolutely some things that fall at his feet. 100%. Yeah, I feel like it ended up being a very good decision, but in one case. But his on-field decision-making in terms of down and distance, when to go, go, not go, is on him. The decision to say, you know, to tell the offensive coordinator, run the ball here, don't run the ball here, is on him. And that was very, obviously obvious in some situations when the Texans were facing this short yard. That's on him. There are some absolute things in terms of, you know, personnel and some of the hires that were made, if you want to go beyond just yesterday's game and on field, that are on him. But I also feel like no, because I feel like he's been maybe too trusting of the general manager's influence in some of these things, you know, going back to Nick Caley and Cole Popovich, and maybe too loyal, because you needed a boost on this offense, and you went with an unproven guy. And that maybe you were influenced by Nick Caserio, but ultimately it does fall on you. He claimed it. You know, he flat out claimed it. I hired him. So there, it's almost like a yes and no. Yes, on field, you know, a lot of stuff falls on D'Amico Ryans. Some of it, maybe it was just too naive, too vulnerable, too easily influenced by the general manager.
And I think that those are like larger, right. Bigger, right. Headier kind of portions of it. I don't think you're wrong. I think you don't even have to go that far. D'Amico Ryans was asked about not capitalizing the red zone. And what's the common thread of just not taking advantage of opportunities?
Yeah, for us tonight, just overall, it was just sloppy play. There was some positive things that we did, but it was just overshadowed by the negative things. Offensively, it was not good enough. It didn't move the ball good enough. We got to execute better. The main goal in this game was to control the front. We did not do that. Their front controlled us, and it wasn't good enough for us. So we have to find a way to get better there. We got to score points, right? So we got to find a way to get in the end zone, have multiple opportunities. I just didn't capitalize on those.
All right, sloppy offense.
Mm-hmm.
Where have we heard that before except out of this man's mouth a few times before? And maybe you go, as the head coach, trusting of the offensive coordinator, that's not getting it done. Maybe you can give that a little bit of, you know, leeway, even though 15 days, all right. Bye week, you've at least recently let Matt Burke call defense so you can move around and maybe have a little bit better quality control. I'm not seeing the quality control on offense, but maybe you can let that fly. Mm-hmm. Can you give me cut six here? Because this is D'Amico Ryans talking about the early critical penalties. Because this is the thing that gets me, is that this is a team that consistently still makes boneheaded decisions and mitigates the great defensive play where they get themselves off the field, except here is a leveraging penalty on a field goal or a punt. Here is a mm-hmm. Big tackle on or like a roughing penalty or something to that nature. This is D'Amico when he answers for the penalties here.
Penalties always affect, especially the critical moments. It's third down, they're at the end of the game, like we're going to get the ball back, and it's just silly penalties that we have to be a smart football team. We have to make smart decisions, and we didn't in critical times. And again, that's not winning football.
No, that is absolutely a larger thing. I think you can speak to Al Shaair as well. We're sitting there going, of course it's him. I know I was. And he loves that guy, and he is a leader, and he's been, and we've spoken with him, multiple times, and it's kind of hard not to understand, just how badass Al Shaair is for this squad. But there's a line, man. There is a line, and the penalties were done there as well. And I think actually offensively as well, some of the decision making that was made to rotate the guards and bring in Berrios, that's the head coach.
Yeah, that doesn't happen without his.
That's where the head coach comes in and says, nah, man, no, we cannot do that. Our goal is, Seth tweeted this and it made me laugh, but our goal is not to figure out who plays left guard by week 15. Our goal is to put the best five that we think are out there and run with them.
The teams that have the capability of doing having that luxury and doing that of like, we'll figure out what our best iteration of ourselves is in week 15 are teams like the Kansas City Chiefs that know they are good, that can do enough to get the wins in the meantime, and that have enough experience to know that we have the basics on autopilot. Yeah. We have the basics to keep ourselves in games and largely win these. And so we will get these wins and we'll figure out because we know we'll be playing in the postseason. This Texans team, one, did not have that coming in, and you lost any semblance of maybe having that when you lost your first three football games, right? You could not operate in that way. So again, he is one of the places where the buck stops, especially with on-field things. And there was just way too many on-field things that we would typically go, the head coach is not doing his job.
Yes.
When it comes to, the quality control of, you want your guys to play sound football. There was a number of times where you have guys, making just ill-advised plays or ill-advised penalties that took you out of opportunities to go and win the game or get off the field and those types of things. And that keeps coming back to D'Amico Ryans. And that's not an oddity of this game. That happens frequently. The odd decisions that happen on the field. And then I don't even know what to do with this. If you can give me and of course I can't find it, but I'll just summarize it. D'Amico Ryan's talking about that that kickoff where, honestly, I was surprised that they did not onside kick in that moment as well.
Maybe.
I got it.
I was surprised they did not onside kick. However, they kicked the ball down the field, and they allow a return with the two-minute warning bearing down. It's 2:04. You have one timeout left. And so the idea being, if you can give yourself a defense an opportunity to make a stop, you can get the ball back and go and score. I'll give any head coach, if that's your philosophy, especially looking at the way that this offense is played and this defense is played, maybe you can get better field position that way. I don't know. All right. Fine. The idea that your kicker – well, actually, I'll let D'Amico Ryans, because they asked him, D'Amico, why did Kyemi Fairbairn kick the ball, allow the Seahawks to return it, and basically get rid of one of your de facto timeouts, which is the two-minute warning?
Yeah, the plan at the end of the game, we're kicking the ball out of bounds so we can utilize the two-minute and had a timeout. And we did not execute that again, just goes to the entire game. So, you know, frustrating that we're not executing the things which we're coached to do.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And maybe it was just Kyemi Fairbairn, a reliable guy, a reliable kicker, just had brain lock. Yeah, but at some point you have to double down on that. Kick the ball out of bounds. You know, you have to have that done. So it's a bunch of little things that are adding up, you know, in terms of the, like you said, the discussion that needs to be had about D'Amico Ryans. I still go back to this offense, you know, to this offense. Even if you did trust Nick Caserio too much and you brought in guys that are just in way over their head like Nick Caley, even if you did do that, you can't let him run the ball the way he did in these crucial situations when you know it's not working. You're a defensive guy. You know what that defense looks like. You know what their defensive front looks like and what they're going to do. Just, you know, on the headset say, hey, let's roll out, screen, whatever you want to do. Let's get the ball in so-and-so's hands. Whether it was Nico Winos on the field or Jalen Knowles having a good game or whatever, or Dalton Schultz, you know, let's do this. You have to do that as the head coach. Even if you're not an offensive guy, you have to do that.
And see, I still feel like that falls on the head coach because they weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. To me, I feel like they weren't prepared for that. Mm-hmm. And if you look on the other side of the ball, I feel like Seattle was way more prepared because they was getting the ball out quick because they know who was on them edges.
Yeah.
So they were getting up to the line
that's a
real
great
quick.
Point. Yeah,
I mean, you got to give Sam Darnold a lot of credit, and you got to give McDonald, you got to give Kubiak a lot of credit because Sam Darnold in that pocket, you could tell, I could read this as clear as day off of the screen, that his objective, like that he was given to him, or that was given to him was, if it's not there, I'd rather you get rid of it earlier rather than late.
Yeah.
There were some instances where the win was just happening on the edge for Will or Danil. And he was like, nope, done with that one. Yeah. We'll live to fight another down.
It wasn't 1, 2, 3, 4. It was 1, 2. Let's go. Yep. Like in terms of his reads.
And this is the thing that I keep fighting with within myself is I believe D'Amico has a connection with these players. I think he is a personable football coach. But the thing that I cannot answer is why, with a guy that is so personable, that's so affable, that seems to care so deeply for his players, and that the players seem to react to him, why then do they get to the big moments with the swarm, you know, the special work ethic and relentless mentality mantra, do they then lose all of their, you know, do they just lose the plot?
Yeah.
Like, why is it in these moments that they end up making boneheaded mistakes? Why is it in these moments where, you know, the edict that's been put down from the head coach or from coaches not reaching? And it's too often, way, way too often, John Lopez, do I hear from D'Amico Ryans, well, the players aren't doing what they've been coached to do. If they're not doing it, there is a loss in translation.
Yeah.
You know, I went to school for communications. And one of the things in theory of communications is if the messenger is not receptor is not receiving the message, It is the transmitter's issue. Like you need to make sure that your message gets
to
the right place.
That's on me,
and that is on the head coach. That is what I could keep looking at when I see a game and a team that is so damn sloppy. That is, I mean, on the other side, they were giving you opportunities to try and stay in this football game, and you kept handing them back. And when you don't have margin, when the margins are so damn thin because your offense is not humming, or because, you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba happens to just be cooking you, you need to have those, you know, those margins, those things at the things on the outside that help you keep this close. And it seems like in those moments where you need the margins the most, they fail, and that falls on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
There's one more thing with D'Amico that I feel needs to be discussed, and it's been talked about, not like I'm breaking news here, but I think last night illustrated, are you sure you want to be death by a thousand cuts? Are you sure that's the only way that, because the whole thing with this offense is don't make mistakes. You know, don't make mistakes. Keep us in down and distance that is agreeable. And that's the defensive-minded head coach mentality. That is D'Amico Ryan's personified. You know, just don't be stupid. Don't make mistakes. Matriculate the ball down the field. Shout out to Hank Stram. That doesn't work all the time in the NFL. And I'll go back to the other thing. You got four turnovers. You got a defensive touchdown. And your philosophy as a defensive-minded head coach still didn't work. That is something that maybe D'Amico needs to rethink. And I think it also sort of he needs to rethink it in terms of what's best for our franchise quarterback. You know, he's playing the game kind of with one hand tied behind his back because of that philosophy and approach.
I mean, it's a long week. And offensively, there's been issues, but the little things are slipping through the cracks. And they have been. This isn't just a this year issue. There's a lot of moments where the little things slip through the cracks in the biggest moments. And outside of getting your offense right, which is a crazy thing to sidestep because it's huge. It's a huge issue for this Texans team, clearly. You need to get those types of things in check. And it's kind of amazing to me that those things keep falling through the cracks with a coach that I would generally, you know, respond to, is he a good coach, as yes.
No, of course.
And a game like this, it's frustrating on so many different levels because, again, you talked about the general manager, and it's clearly there. We've talked about the offense coordinator. We've talked about the head coach. All of them have failures that show up in this game, and you're just not going to get to where you want to be like that.
Yeah, and when it comes to, like, the approach, the ultra, uber-safe approach of just, you know, second and seven is fine, and don't make mistakes and all that. That is a D'Amico thing. I mean, you can talk all you want about Patriot system, and I have, about John Carroll, and I have, and about the guys that are in over their head, and they are. But the philosophy, the offensive approach that didn't work when you got four turnovers, that's D'Amico. He wants to be uber safe, you know, with this offense.
I mean, you kind of seen it the last couple of years, to be honest.
Yes.
Even with Bobby Slowick.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's a question that I don't feel like.
It's why Bobby Slowick got fired, by the way.
Sure.
All the negative plays.
A question that is natural rolling off of that is, at what point do you have to consider whether or not this is the right circumstance for D'Amico Ryans as well? Which I don't know what the right answer to it is, but a game like that where you can look at a lot of different facets where your head coach, even your head coach, has things that come back to him as not just anomalies here and there, but happen enough and with enough frequency that, that's a trend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And offensive coordinator, which again falls to him, is clearly out of his depth, and you're not able to put up a game plan that makes sense. You're reverting the things that we know don't work in a game where you need to have it coming off of or with enough time to plan. Like, there are real questions as to, like, damn it, how much do you want this job, D'Amico Ryans?
I don't think he's at the top of the list.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. But yeah. I don't want to ignore him either because that was a part of this.
Yeah.
That was a part of this game.
No, I don't think he's at the top of the list. I think you talk about serious discussions. They need to have some serious discussions about the general manager. They really do. And the general manager needs to have some serious.
This week? You mean like the McNairs need to have serious.
Whether it's this week or soon, that the writing is on the wall that his approach has not happened. So he'd be at the top of the list. Maybe, obviously, you go down from there, offensive coordinator, you know, et cetera, personnel people and all that. But D'Amico, he's in there. He's in there at some point if it continues.
Well, now I just have to see if they can answer some of these questions that they have raised for themselves off of this loss in Seattle. If you want to see that up close and personal, be call number 7 right now, 713-572-4610. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Texans face off against San Francisco on the upcoming Sunday, October 26th at NRG Stadium. And Texans Ticket Tuesday is brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers. Again, call number 7 right now, 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, let's maybe get a little lighter with some lunchtime confessions.
Let's do it.
We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.